Sean, first of all, to pop up and score the winner in the last minute virtually against a Premier League team, how does that feel?
Yeah, fantastic. Obviously coming on in extra time, we always thought we could maybe nick one on the counter, and like I say, it resulted in a set piece, and the longer we stayed in the game through the first 90 minutes and then in the half an hour of extra time, we always knew we had a chance. The lads have been absolutely fantastic at the back. The whole team defending, we've reduced them to hardly anything, to be fair. And to get through at almost the last kick of the game is a fantastic feeling for everyone.
I think I'm right in saying Mark Howard's had one save to make in 120 minutes of football. That's extraordinary against a team from the top flight.
Yeah, and that just... shows the credit that's deserved to the lads. They defended absolutely magnificently. The shape's been tremendous, and like you say, reduced them to hardly anything. And there's a Premier League team, so we're made up, and it's all credit to the lads.
Might I add as well that you rattled them, you made them nervous, they started panicking.
Yeah, I mean, we came here, we had nothing to lose. We stuck to the game plan. We stayed strong. Fantastic shape in the defence, and like I said, the longer it goes on, I felt the more it benefited us.
And how sweet a moment is that for you personally? I think that's the first goal since you've come back and you've been getting back into the swing of things. Well, that's a hell of a moment in this club's history.
Yeah, fantastic personal moment for me, last minute, and I was delighted to get a goal for my little son who was born a few weeks ago, so I'm absolutely made up for that. Like you say, the first goal since I've been back from injury, so it's a fantastic day.
Is that sign maybe that you are getting ever closer to being fully back in the swing of things then?
Yeah, certainly. I've obviously been working on my fitness since I came back for the last 3 or 4 months, and I feel I'm pretty much there now. It's just a matter of getting a few minutes under my belt, and hopefully if I can keep popping up with a few more goals, I'll have a run in the team.
Well, there's a market at Nigel Clough, that's quite a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was put on to do a job, and if I could pop up with a winner, that was added extra, so absolutely delighted for all the lads and for all the travelling fans who come down here tonight. It's a fantastic night.
Excellent performance in a really intense game, but how can you take this into the league now where things have dipped recently?
Yeah, I mean, it's all and good having this amazing cup run, but we'd much rather take the 4 games that we've won as 12 points in the league. We just need to take this mentality into the league games, and hopefully get out the predicament we're in.
Given the performances that this team has had at Aston Villa and at Fulham, it seems odd that the team are still in relegation trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it's just getting that consistency, and I think more than first and foremost, it's just a mentality to stay strong at the back. If we don't concede a goal, we're not going to lose the game, and I think that showed in sort of the last two cup games, and we need to show that in the league and start doing that quickly.
Do you have a particular preference, knowing that obviously you're going to get Forest or Preston in the next round?
No, not at all. We'll just enjoy this night, and we'll get back to Saturday and concentrate on beating Shrewsbury.